When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 101. My name is DeAndre Robson, and I'm here with the lovely Amanda. Amanda, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am sleepy. It's what it is.
Yeah, baby life.
Two babies under two life. That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda. Tell about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, all that kind of good stuff.
All right. Well, I host The Sip List, which is a top five podcast, and we do all topics, mostly pop culture related, but I'm always open to new ideas. Those drop every Thursday. And then I co-host An Evening at the Movies with Casey when I have time. I'm not on every episode, but we do movie reviews, and you should check that out too.
Okay. Amanda, like she said, was part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. If you are watching live or listening and watching live, then you should watch, come back later on tonight, where we have the season's premiere of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network's drafts. However, though, this is not about the network. This is about Amanda. This is all about Amanda and what she thinks. We are going to do 104 movie musicals drafts. This is how this works. There's 104 movies. The highest seed will always play low seed. There's a four playing movies. She will be allowed to pick two, and two will move on. There's a bye in the third round and a bye in the quarterfinals. And just like always, there will always be a third place game. And just like always, I did not make these rankings. I found a list from ranker.com, and then I re-ranked them to their Rotten Tomatoes. So if you got a problem with this, blame Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, I have a problem that South Pacific isn't on here, but whatever.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
With that being said, Amanda, are you ready?
Yes. And I did want to say also, since Hamilton's not on here, I'm representing with my Hamilton shirt and my Hamilton cup that I got when I saw it on Broadway last month.
The reason why Hamilton's not on here is because Hamilton is really not a movie. It's a recording of a play. So we didn't have Hamilton on here. Okay. That being said, Amanda, choose two. We have The Phantom of the Opera, 2004. Burlesque, 2010. Cats, 2019. And Sister Act 2, 1993.
Ooh. I think I'll go with Phantom of the Opera. And Sister Act 2.
Well, out of those two, which was the better one?
Phantom of the Opera.
Okay. I actually went to see Phantom of the Opera on Broadway in New York. That is an amazing play.
Yeah. I have not seen it on Broadway, but I've seen it, and it's great.
Little known fact that nobody knows, I was actually the Phantom of the Phantom of the Opera in high school, my senior year.
Nice.
I did not sing. Andrew Osborne sung. And I lip sync because I couldn't sing, but I could fit the cape, which is great.
Yeah, well, that's why I never got leading roles, because I couldn't sing either. The only time I ever played a decent part was the one show we did that wasn't a musical.
I was a devil in the passion play a month or two before, and we use the same cape. So it's like, all right, cool. Well, yeah,
might as well
keep them. All right, let's get into the bracket.
Okay.
Number one, Singing in the Rain, 1952. Versus number 100, Grease 2, 1982.
Man, I mean, I really hate to like throw Gene Kelly out at the beginning, but Singing in the Rain's just okay for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick Grease 2 just for you.
Oh, thank you.
And the upset.
Okay, thank you again. Number two, Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944, versus number 99, Spice World, 1997.
I am going with Meet Me in St. Louis. Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas rips my heart in half every time I hear it.
Well, Meet Me in St. Louis will play Sister Act 2 in the next round.
Okay.
Number three, Holiday Inn, 1942. Versus number 98, Newsies, 1992.
Holiday Inn.
And Holiday Inn will play The Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, that sucks.
Holiday Inn will play The Phantom of the Opera in the next round. Number four, Pinocchio, 1940. Verse number 97, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, 1993.
I'm going with Men in Tights. We're men, manly men.
Men in Tights, tights. So Robin Hood, Men in Tights moves on. Number five, Annie, Get Your Gun, 1950. Versus number 96, The Wiz, 1978.
The Wiz. Wow, that's ranked really low.
Well, it's not ranked high on Rotten Tomatoes, so.
Yeah.
Number six, Top Hat, 1935. Versus number 95, Idlewild, 2006.
I don't know Idlewild, so I guess I'll go with Top Hat.
Idlewild is Outkast musical. Well, Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
Okay.
And I'm pretty
I didn't
sure
know that existed.
What's their face tonight as well? But yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check that out.
Number seven, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 1966. Written number 94, Rent, 2005.
The Broadway show of Rent is better, and I love The Grinch, so I'm going to go with The Grinch.
I disagree with you. Not with your pick. I'm not going to disagree with your picks. First things first, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas will play Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Oh, horrible.
I've seen Rent on Broadway. Fantastic. The movie's better to me, personally. The movie's better to me.
I like it live better, I guess is why, but...
Honestly, the live play is fantastic. I've seen a couple of Broadway plays. I'm now I won't call myself a thespian, but I do love Broadway plays. I'm gonna go see Stump on Broadway. I'm gonna go see Mayfair Opera, Rent, and a couple others. But I don't know Rent.
I love theater.
The movie was amazing.
It was good.
Number eight, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, 1977. First number 93, Annie, 1982.
Annie.
Do.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
So does Emily. My fiance loves Winnie the Pooh. Like,
yeah, he's the best.
So much. The best is
that's. I used to have an obsession.
She does too.
I've calmed down.
Number nine, The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Birth number 92, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, 1971.
Wizard of Oz.
And The Wizard of Oz will play The Wizard of Oz will play The Wiz in the next
one. Oh, no! Oh, no!
Number 10, Cinderella, 1950. Number 91, and I know we're using the word musical loosely here. I personally don't think it's a musical, but it was on that list, so I kept it. So number 10, Cinderella, 1950. Versus number 91, Footloose, 1984.
So I don't consider a movie a musical if nobody in the movie sings.
My point exactly.
So it doesn't have to be all singing, but somebody at least has to sing. Can we just replace that with South Pacific?
No.
Okay, I'm going with Cinderella because I love Footloose. It's not a musical.
All right, so Cinderella will play Annie in the next round. Also, I did someone didn't say beginning as well for Amanda. If Amanda has a problem with any of these matchups or don't care about these matchups, she's allowed to give it to me. However, though, she has to be careful with that because she never knows who's going to play who. All right, so that's so the disclaimer. Number 11, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937. Verse number 90, Oliver and Company, 1988.
Oh, I feel attacked. I love songs from both of these movies. I enjoy Oliver and Company more, so I'm going to go with that. That movie's fantastic.
All right. Oliver and Company moves on.
That will hurt.
Number 12, Mary Poppins, 1964. Verse number 89, Pocahontas, 1995.
You got to go with Mary Poppins.
All right, a couple classic things. One, Harvey would probably, this is Harvey's favorite Disney movie, Mary Poppins. Mm. And Mary Poppins will play Oliver and Company in the next round.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Number 13, Aladdin, 1992.
That one.
Verse number 88, Mamma Mia, 2008. You should always wait until I finish.
Oh.
Definitely should always wait until I finish it.
I know. So I think the other rule I'm going to set for myself is if the choice is too difficult, I am going to pick based on which one was an actual Broadway show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick Mamma Mia.
Wait, that hurts. So I'm not shitting on your pick. And Mamma Mia is fucking fantastic, especially on Broadway. However, though, I think Aladdin was actually either Broadway or off Broadway.
That's true. There's since I guess what I mean is their musical was first, and then they made a movie.
Okay.
Because a lot of stuff has been, you know, they made a musical of Legally Blonde after it came out.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Really good.
Number 14, My Fair Lady, 1964. Verse number 87, Peach Dragon, 1977.
My Fair Lady.
And My Fair Lady will play Mamma Mia in the next round. Okay. Number 15, The Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993. Verse number 86, The Greatest Showman, 2017.
Greatest Showman.
You don't like Jess Skeleton that much?
No, I do, but just The Greatest Showman is so amazing.
Well, not according to
one of my faves.
Not according to Rotten Tomatoes. They got this shit like low.
Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. We know this.
There you go. Somebody said that. All right. Number 16, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 1964.
Oh.
Verse number 85, Robin Hood, 1973.
Like the Disney Robin Hood?
The cartoon with Fox.
Oh, are you freaking kidding me? I love that Island of Misfit Toys so much.
Make sure. Yep. The Fox.
Yeah, I gotta go with Robin Hood. I loved that movie so much, and I know Kendra's in love with that fox. What does a fox say?
Number 17, Beauty and the Beast, 1991. Verse number 84, School Days, 1988.
Beauty and the Beast.
And Beauty and the Beast will play The Greatest Showman in the next round.
Oh, God damn it.
They've got to say this get harder and harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 18, The Lion King, 1994. Verse number 83, A Goofy Movie, 1995.
Ooh. I gotta go with Lion King. The songs are just too iconic. Mm-hmm. I love A Goofy Movie, but it's hard to vote against The Lion King.
So a couple things. The Lion King will play Robin Hood, Fox version, in the next one.
I keep doing this to myself.
Howard, though, I will say this. The Lion King is a better movie with overall better songs than the Goofy movie. I would definitely say that 100%. However, to me, but think I'm crazy. I don't give a fuck. To me, Out of Eye is the greatest Disney song of all time. I said it, I say it again. Out of Eye is fucking amazing. So the full version of Out of Eye is goddamn amazing. So Power though, I pick one Lion King as well though. It's a better overall movie.
Okay.
Number 19, The King and I, 1956. Versus number 82, The Aristocats, 1970.
Oh, are you kidding me? Wait, what was the first one again?
The King and I.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm going to go with The King and I.
All right. Then I guess you didn't want to be a cat when you were growing up, huh?
Oh, I love The Aristocats, but it's, again, the tough choice, the decision makers, and The King and I is one of my favorite shows, and I was in it, so.
Okay. Number 20, Lady and the Tramp, 1955. Versus number 81, Pitch Perfect 2, 2015.
Lady and the Tramp was my favorite Disney movie as a child, until I saw Little Mermaid. But Pitch Perfect 2 is, like, so great. Fuck. I'll go with Pitch Perfect 2.
Okay. And Pitch Perfect 2 will play The King and I in the next round.
I shouldn't have done this. Is too hard for me. I shouldn't have done this.
You asked for it. You
I did.
Number 21, Enchanted, 2007. Versus number 80, The Sword and Stone, 1963.
Ooh, Enchanted.
All right. So a couple of things. Enchanted moves on. And that's how I know I'm getting big time, when you get spammed.
Yeah.
Look at the spam. There you go.
Someone trying to get you in.
I know, they're trying to get me. All right. Number 22, the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, 1970. Versus number 79, The Little Mermaid, 2023, live action.
Ooh. I have not seen the new Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. I want to. It's just on my list of things to watch, but I didn't see it in the theater. So I'll go with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I got to keep a claymation in here for a minute.
Put one foot in front of the other. What's not like about that? Oh, no. And I'm the heat miser. Whatever I touch. Start to my clutch. All right. Number 23, West Side Story, 1961. Verse number 78, The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, 1998.
Okay, this is more like it. West Side Story, easily.
Mm-hmm. Lion King 2 definitely had a little dip to it from the first one.
I haven't seen it.
You know, I mean, it's not something I was talking to watch. If you watch it, it is what it is.
I'm good.
Number 24, Hairspray, 2007. Versus number 77, High School Musical, 2006.
Hairspray. Good morning, Baltimore. Like, how do you not just get up and dance to that song? Okay, sorry.
Number 25, School of Rock, 2003. Version number 76, Michael Jackson, Moonwalker, 1988.
Oh. No, I will not watch School of Cock with you. I was just watching that movie the other day. I'll go with School of Rock. Is it on here, Michael Jackson?
Well, this is it. Really, is a something that was
him. More of a documentary.
More of a documentary than a musical. But Moonwalker was actually a musical. He actually sung and sung old shit. He did a Smooth Criminal. It's the first time you saw the Lean.
Yes.
And then they turned to a car for some fucking reason. like okay. it was weird. But
I know I've heard of it, but yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. It has what's his face from Home Alone and Casino and
Joe Pesci,
the bad guy.
Interesting.
Okay. And Joe Pesci try to kill a girl, like kill a little white girl. Like it's super weird. But
wow, okay.
But it's really entertaining if you're a Michael Jackson fan. All right, number 26, The Little Mermaid, 1989. Versus number 75, Les Miserables, 2012.
Little Mermaid. Les Mis was a great movie, but
it's
Little Mermaid.
Far, this one I would definitely say Les Mis is a, if you watch it on Broadway, is far better than
I would imagine
than the movie. No disrespect to Wolverine, but
he was great.
Number 27, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1971. Do you like that movie?
What?
Do you like that movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
It creeps me out.
Oh, well, never mind. I thought I was going to get you. Anyway, 27, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1971, or number 74, Spirited, 2022.
Oh. I'm going to go with Spirited. I'm going to keep it in here. Spirited was really cute, and Willy Wonka gives me the willies.
Spirited will play Enchanted in the next round.
My gummy's starting to kick in. Willy Wonka can see the willies. That's so stupid. Okay, sorry.
Number 28, Little Shop of Horrors, 1986. Versus number 73, Trolls World Tour, 2020.
Fuck Justin Timberlake. Little Shop of Horrors.
So
I was in that show too.
Oh, I wasn't. I wish I could be in that show. Oh, I wouldn't get plans. Oh, maybe RG2 so bad. How are those? So, Little Shop of Horror moves on. And Amanda is the second person to do this bracket. We had someone come on before, and he never saw the second ending to Little Shop of Horrors. If you give some time, go on YouTube, watch the second ending. You look at the whole movie different.
In a good way or a bad way? Because I don't want it to mess up my movie.
All I'm going to say is look at it.
Okay. All right.
I will. All right. The second ending. Because I don't want to spoil it, but second.
Okay. Ending.
All right. Number 29, La La Land, 2016. Version number 72, Muppet Treasure Island, 1996.
Muppet Treasure Island? La La Land was just okay for me. I thought I would enjoy it a lot more than I did.
Well, Muppet Treasure Island will play Santa Claus is Coming to Town in the next round.
Okay.
Number 30, Encanto, 2021. Birth number 71, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1996.
Encanto.
Encanto moves on. It goes here.
No.
Number 31, Oliver, 1968. Birth number 70. Beauty and the Beast 2017, the live action.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
I liked the live action of that a lot.
Well, Beauty and the Beast, the live action, will play West Side Story in the next round.
Ooh.
Okay. Number 32, Frozen 2013. Version number 69, Purple Rain 1984.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain will play Hairspray in the next round.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Number 33, Tangled, 2010.
Oh.
Verse number 68, The Blues Brothers, 1980.
It's got to be Tangled. I love that movie so much.
Okay. Tangled moves on. We'll go here. We have number 34, Sleeping Beauty, 1959. Verse number 67, Frosty the Snowman, 1969.
Frosty.
Frosty the Snowman will play School of Rock in the next round.
Okay.
Number 35, Rocket Man, 2019. Verse number 66, Labyrinth, 1986.
I'm going to go with Labyrinth for the nostalgia and David Bowie.
Labyrinth will play The Little Mermaid 1989 in the next round.
Ooh, okay.
Technically, that is both nostalgia right there.
Yeah.
Number 36, Tarzan, 1999. Verse number 65, The Fox and the Hound, 1981.
Fox and the Hound.
Okay. And Fox and the Hound will play Little Shop of Horrors in the next round.
Oh.
Number 37, The Jungle Book, 1967. Verse number 64, Sister Act, 1992.
Jungle Book.
Bare necessities, something, something. Doo.
Simple bare necessities.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know the words. I just basically I say bare necessities that they hum along to it.
Yeah.
Number 38, the Muppet movie, 1979. Verse number 63, Moulin Rouge, 2001.
Moulin Rouge. Sorry, it's making me mad.
Moulin Rouge will play Encanto in the next round.
I really loved the original songs from that movie. How they took like popular songs and then like kind of made them original. I liked that.
Oh, that's a movie that's not on here.
What?
How the hell is what's his face? It's a musical, but it has all of the nostalgia rock songs in it.
Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages, no.
Rock of Ages isn't on here?
Yeah, that is horrible. That is horrible. Rinker should be ashamed of themselves. Because Rock of Ages is fucking
amazing. That's bullshit. Yeah, Rock of Ages should be in here.
All right, anyway. Number 39, The Color Purple, 2023. Verse number 62, The Muppets Christmas Carol, 1992.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
The Muppets Christmas Carol will play Tangled in the next round.
Oh, no.
Number 40, Chicago, 2002. Verse number 61, In American Tale, 1986. Oh, this is going to get harder and harder.
We should have done this as a 2-1. Or we should, because I need help with some of these. I'm going to go with American Tale.
Do you think anybody else in the network is bigger musical fans than you and I?
No. Casey would probably be the next one in line. Oh, Fievel.
And American Tale will play Jungle Book in the next round.
Thanks. Okay.
Number 41, Oklahoma, 1955. Verse number 60, Peter Pan, 1953.
Oh. I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
All right. Oklahoma moves on. It will go here.
My home state.
Number 42, Mulan, 1998. Verse number 59, White Christmas, 1954.
White Christmas.
And White Christmas will play Oklahoma in the next round.
Okay.
Number 43, A Charlie Brown's Christmas, 1965. Verse number 58, Old Brother, Where Art Thou, 2000.
So if you ask me which movie I like better, I like the Charlie Brown Christmas. It's one of my all-time favorite holiday movies, but I don't consider that a musical. They sing one song at the very end.
Well, God of Truth, I don't consider Old Brother, Where Art Thou a musical either. They sing really one song in the middle. But yeah. They sing it twice, but...
Okay, well, then I'm going to go with Charlie Brown because I don't... Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou is fine. I think it's a little overrated, but that's just me. I think the song is really cool, but...
A Man of Cotton Sorrow? I love that song. I used to sing that shit for karaoke all the time. Number 44, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 2007. Verse number 57, Grease, 1978. Yeah, what are you going to choose? You or Casey?
I can't.
You always let me choose. Okay, you have the option.
Well, I know what you'll choose.
You sure?
Pretty sure. I gotta go with Grease.
I would pick Grease.
Really?
I would pick Grease. Don't you? No offense to Casey, but I think Sweeney Todd is overrated.
Oh, I really like Sweeney Todd, but I Grease is more memorable with songs and stuff.
Grease will play Charlie Brown's Christmas in the next round.
Okay.
Number 45, The Princess and the Frog, 2009. Verse number 56, Dreamgirls, 2006.
There's like two black-led shows in this, okay, three, and they had to put those two together. Mm-hmm. Come on. Ooh, I really... Okay, you pick.
It's Dreamgirls. And okay. No offense to Princess and the Frog. I actually like Princess and the Frog, but Dreamgirls, to me, has more memorable song, and there's not a lot of songs touching Jennifer's telling you.
Yeah. And I hate that they made her a frog for most of the movie. Like, let her be a princess.
Number 46, Anastasia, 1997. Verse number 55, The Prince of Egypt, 1998.
Prince of Egypt.
And Prince of Egypt moves on.
I like the story of Anastasia. I feel like that Anna girl from Inventing Anna kind of took her story, but I wasn't impressed with that movie. So,
number 47, Alice in Wonderland, 1951. Verse number 54, Fame, 1980.
Fame. Because it's a musical about theater.
All right, and Fame moves on. We have number 48, The Sound of Music, 1965. Verse number 53, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975.
You've got to be kidding me. I gotta go Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry is always the answer.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Rocky Horror Picture Show moves on. We have number 49, Wonka, 2023. Okay. Verse number 52, Fiddler on the Roof, 1971.
Wait, Pitch Perfect 2 was on here, but Pitch Perfect wasn't?
Pitch Perfect is on here.
I didn't hear it.
I said 49 and 52. That means there's one left.
Oh, okay. I was like, what was it against Fiddler on the Roof?
Wonka 2023.
I mean, I haven't seen that, so I'll go with Fiddler on the Roof.
All right. And Fiddler on the Roof moves on. And last but not least, because, you know, I mean, it's so anxious to have it. Number 50, Hercules, 1987. Verse number 51, Pitch Perfect, 2012.
Pitch Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
All right, so that means that Pitch Perfect will play Dreamgirls on the next round. Fiddler on the Roof will play The Prince of Egypt. And Fame will play The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why did I have two that I don't care about up against each other while the ones I do care about are up against each other?
That normally happens. That normally happens.
Yes.
All right, we're on round two. You ready for round two?
I guess.
All right, meet me in St. Louis or Sister Act 2?
Sister Act 2.
All right.
That's a tough one.
Holiday Inn or The Phantom of the Opera?
Holiday Inn.
Okay. And Holiday Inn will play Sister Act 2 to the next round.
Okay.
Top Hat or Grease 2?
I'm going to keep Grease 2 in it.
Okay. Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas or Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
Fuck. I'm going to go with Men in Tights.
All right.
Tights. Did you say hey, Abe Lincoln? No, I just said hey.
Hey, Blinken. The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz?
Wizard of Oz.
And The Wizard of Oz will play Grease 2 in the next round.
Oh, okay.
Cinderella or Annie?
Annie. Oh, Brandy's Cinderella wasn't on here. Bummer.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I know.
Those kind of movies.
I'm here. Just thinking of them where I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mary Poppins or Oliver and Company?
Sorry, Harvey. Oliver and Company.
Okay. My Fair Lady or Mamma Mia?
Sorry, Audrey Hepburn. Mamma Mia.
Beauty and the Beast or The Greatest Showman?
I'm torn because I know both soundtracks by heart. If you ask me which one I would choose to watch right now, I'm going to choose Greatest Showman, but it's Beauty and the Beast, and I loved it. Damn it. Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
All right. The Lion King or Robin Hood?
I guess Lion King, just because the songs are more iconic.
And the Lion King will play Robin Hood, Men in Tights in the next round.
Okay. Oh, it wouldn't have been cool if Robin Hood played Robin Hood.
Oh, it was close. Well, close-ish. Yeah. The King and I or Pitch Perfect 2?
I guess Pitch Perfect 2. I always quote, it would cost a fortune to mail you. I say it all the time just because that's one of my favorite parts, and it makes no sense like when I say it, but like if I get mad at my husband, I just don't have a comeback. I'm like, do you ever think you're too big? It would cost a fortune to mail you.
I was watching, so I'm just going off the mid-90s list that we have for brackets, and I watched George in the Jungle. They actually mailed him back to Africa. Which at the end of that movie, yeah, the Jungle. He moved to like San Francisco, and he didn't go back to Africa, and they mailed him in the big ass box back to Africa.
So, I haven't seen that in a long time. So, wow, okay.
Enchanted or Spirited?
Enchanted.
All right, Enchanted moves on, and we'll play Annie.
Enchanted was such a great concept.
The Santa Claus is Coming to Town or Muppet Treasure Island?
Muppets.
All right. West Side Story or Beauty and the Beast live action?
I'm going to vote Beauty and the Beast just so I can keep one of them in here.
Oh, yeah. All right. I make sure that one was on. Hairspray or Purple Rain?
This is like Sophie's choice. I enjoy singing along to Hairspray more, so I'm going to go with Hairspray.
All right.
Purple Rain is still one of my favorite movies. And probably the album I've listened to most in my life besides Fleetwood Mac is that album.
Well, Hairspray will play Oliver and Company in the next round. Okay. School of Rock or Frosty the Snowman?
School of Rock.
And School of Rock will play Mamma Mia in the next round. Okay. The Little Mermaid or Labyrinth?
Little Mermaid.
And The Little Mermaid will play The Greatest Showman in the next round. Little Shop of Horrors or The Fox and the Hound?
Little Shop of Horrors.
And Little Shop of Horrors will play Pitch Perfect 2 in the next round.
Damn it.
Encanto or Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge moves on. Tangled or The Muppets Christmas Carol? Just hurts your brain, huh?
Yes, it hurts. It hurts real bad. Tangled.
All right, which means that Tangled will play Muppets Treasure Island in the next round.
I was just about to say, I still have a Muppets in here, so I don't need that one.
Jungle Book or An American Tale?
An American Tale. Oh, I can't believe Ratatouille wasn't on here.
So a lot of them. Oklahoma or White Christmas?
White Christmas.
White Christmas moves on. A Charlie Brown's Christmas or Grease?
Grease.
And Grease moves on. Sorry. Pitch Perfect or Dreamgirls?
Pitch Perfect.
And Pitch Perfect will play Beauty and the Beast live action. Fiddler on the Roof or the Prince of Egypt?
Fiddler on the Roof.
And Fiddler on the Roof will play Moulin Rouge. Which means whoever wins out of the next matchup will play American Tale.
Okay.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show or Fame?
This is bullshit. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Which means that Rocky Horror Picture Show will play in American Tale. Which means that Grease will play White Christmas. All right. We're on round three.
Okay.
Your highest seeded movie will automatically get a bye into the quarterfinals.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Holiday Inn or Sister Act 2?
Sister Act 2. All
right. The Wizard of Oz or Grease 2?
Wizard of Oz.
And the Wizard of Oz will be a bye into the quarterfinals.
Okay.
The Lion King or Robin Hood Men in Tights?
I'm going with the Men in Tights.
Okay. Robin Hood Men in Tights moves on. Enchanted or Annie?
Enchanted.
And Enchanted will play Sister Act 2 in the next round. Okay. Hairspray or Oliver and Company?
Hairspray.
And Hairspray will play Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Okay.
School of Rock or Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
All right. The Little Mermaid or The Greatest Showman?
I can't pick. Greatest Showman, I guess.
Okay. Again, not just another beat the dead bush, but you still can give it to me. Just let you know. Okay. All right. Little Shop of Horrors or Pitch Perfect 2?
Little Shop of Horrors.
And Little Shop of Horrors will play Mamma Mia in the next round.
Okay.
Tangled or Muppet's Treasure Island?
Tangled.
And Tangled will play The Greatest Showman in the next round.
Ooh.
Pitch Perfect or Beating the Beast live action?
Pitch Perfect.
All right. Fiddler on the Roof or Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge.
And Moulin Rouge will play Pitch Perfect in the next round.
Okay.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show or the In American Tale?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All right. We mentioned that Rocky Horror Picture Show moves on, which means that whoever wins at this next matchup will play Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Grease or White Christmas?
Grease.
And Grease moves on to play the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the next round. Okay. So, we already have, we're in round four, the Wizard of Oz, all Meg goes on to the quarterfinals. this bottom part of your bracket will automatically goes on to the semifinals or final four, and we'll get to that. I'll let you know that when we get to it. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Enchanted or Sister Act 2?
Enchanted.
All right. Hairspray or Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Hairspray. At this point, I'm having to go with the ones that either I sing the songs the most or it's the one I'd prefer to watch if it was on the TV. Okay. This is too hard.
Little Shop of Horrors or Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
And Mamma Mia will play the Wizard of Oz on the next round. Ooh. Tangled or The Greatest Showman?
This is literally the hardest one for me so far. I'm going to say I sing The Greatest Showman a lot more than I sing Tangled, so we'll go with Greatest Showman.
In The Greatest Showman, we'll play Enchanted in the next round.
No! Okay.
Pitch Perfect or Moulin Rouge?
Pitch Perfect.
All right. Which means that this next matchup, whoever wins, will play Hairspray. Okay. Which means that Pitch Perfect will automatically go into his final four.
Okay.
So we have Rocky Horror Picture Show or Grease?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And the Rocky Horror Picture Show will play Hairspray in the next round. Ooh. So okay. We are in the quarterfinals. Pitch Perfect is automatically in your final four. We need to see what three movies will go with it. Amanda, are you ready for quarterfinals?
I guess.
All right. The Wizard of Oz or Mamma Mia?
I sing Mamma Mia songs more, so I'm going to go with Mamma Mia.
All right. Mamma Mia is now in your final four. Enchanted or The Greatest Showman?
Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman moves on to the final four. Hairspray or Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Hairspray.
Which means that Hairspray will play Mamma Mia. Oh, okay. And that means that Pitch Perfect will play The Greatest Showman.
Oh. So, okay.
So your final four is Mamma Mia, Hairspray, The Greatest Showman, and Pitch Perfect. Now, like always, when it gets his part, we'll compare final fours. How many of your final four do you think we have in common?
Zero.
That is 100% correct. My final four is Sister Act 2, The Lion King, The Wiz, and Rent.
Nice.
Like I said, I love Rent. Actually, when we did the Spotify, in the Spotify things, I had three Rent songs in the top 15.
I love
Rent. Right? However, though, this is not about me. This is about Amanda. Amanda, these two matchups, the winners will go to the finals, the losers will go to the third place game. You will have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't sound too happy about it. Okay.
Right? I'm sorry.
All right. So we have Hairspray or Mamma Mia.
Hairspray.
And Hairspray will go on to the finals. Okay. Mamma Mia will go on to the third place game. Last but not least, we have The Greatest Show. I'm sorry, Pitch Perfect, which is The Greatest Showman.
Oh my God, this sucks. I take it back. This is the hardest one so far. Yeah. Greatest Showman.
And The Greatest Showman will play Hairspray in the finals. However, though, let's do the third place game first.
Okay.
Amanda, you just went through 104 movie musicals according to Ranker and Rotten Tomatoes. I need to know your third place movie. Is it number 51, Pitch Perfect, 2012, or number 88, Mamma Mia, 2008?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect is third, and Mamma Mia is fourth. However, it's not about third. It's about the best. Again, Amanda, we went through 104 of these movies. We talk about a lot of them. I need to know what is the best movie, the best movie musical according to this bracket. Is it number 24, Hairspray, 2007, or number 86, The Greatest Showman, 2017?
Okay, let me think. I think I'm going to go with Hairspray.
All right, so Hairspray number one, The Greatest Showman number two, Pitch Perfect number three, and Mamma Mia is number four. How do you feel about that?
Actually, pretty good, because before Greatest Showman came out, now it might be different. But if somebody were to say, what are your top five musicals, Hairspray and Mamma Mia are getting in there. So I feel like my choices are very aligned with what I would pick. That's not what I mean. They're aligned with what my choices have been in the past when people ask me. Obviously, I picked them, so I know. Anyway, I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right. With that being said,
I have great taste.
With that being said, I want to thank Amanda for coming on doing this this movie musical bracket. If Amanda can talk about our podcast again, where to find it, what it's about, all that kind of good stuff, shameless plugs.
All right. So again, host the Sip List, which is top five podcast. So we do stuff like top five musicals or whatever, and we have guests and just have a lot of fun. It's everywhere you can get your podcast, and at thesiplistpodcast.com, and then also thesiplistpod.com. Sorry. And then I also co-host An Evening at the Movies with Casey, where we do movie reviews. And I'm not on every episode, but definitely still check it out. It's part of the network, and it's a great show.
Okay. So one more time, I want to thank Amanda for coming on to doing this bracket. She really wanted to do this bracket when I told her I made it. She definitely knows that she can come on to do one of these brackets anytime she wants. And just like all you out there listening and watching, if you ever want to do one of these brackets, I would never say no to you coming on and do these brackets. However, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.